But right now at 8:40 here on the ticket, I thought we could talk a little bit about badminton. We don't talk enough about this. And in the high school ranks, I don't know if you know about high school.
Oh,
no.
Hi, George!
Oh, here she comes. It's Marge, George's old swim coach from high school. Marge!
Hi, George! Not my coach. Hi, non-George!
How are you?
I know you guys are getting new viewers every 2 minutes.
Listeners.
So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself to all your new listeners there.
Okay.
I was George's swim coach in high school in the early part of college. And we were on the fast track to the Olympics.
No.
When George quit the team, and then my life fell into ruins.
There's a lot of holes in that story.
Now I live down in the Trinity River bottoms, living on hand-caught carp, while George sleeps on a bed made of gold bullion and crypto.
All right.
Our lives are very different, there. George.
I don't know about that.
I go potty in an oversized Folgers can.
Okay, I don't do that.
God.
Whereas you still have all your droppings bronzed and sent to local elementary schools.
I do not.
Why do you do that, George? That's weird.
Very different, but I'm so proud of your success, George.
Well, thanks.
So proud of you.
Yes, thank you.
You look so good, George.
Oh, that's
it makes
sweet.
Me weep.
Oh,
and not sweet. Out of my eyes.
Marge.
You're so well scrubbed by your staff, George. You just look wonderful.
I don't have a staff.
You just look wonderful.
That's very sweet, Marge.
Whereas
thank
I
you.
Have to apologize. I know I smell like a mule that fell into a wastewater sludge pond.
Yeah, we can smell it over
but
here.
That's okay.
It's
totally okay.
It's okay.
Do your viewers know how close we were to making the Olympics? Remember that?
I was never close to making the Olympics.
Oh, yes, we were, George. You remember that rivalry between Fairwind and Wyndcliff?
I do remember that, but you were
you
not a part of it.
You were the star of Fairwind.
No.
Star of Fairwind. You were our best swimmer, much better than Johnny Maher. Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him. I don't know how you know his name.
He later got good on a jazz master and made some good records with Stephen Morrissey.
I don't think it's that
Have
guy.
You made your New Year's resolutions, George?
Yeah, I've made a couple of them, I guess.
I have too, George.
Yeah?
I brought my list in with me here.
Okay.
Resolution number one, get the swim team back together and win the Olympics.
Okay, which swim team?
The one that you captained.
I was never a captain.
You were
an anchor.
You were the anchor of
you
the team.
You anchored our swim team.
No, I didn't.
New Year's resolution number two, sleep indoors at least once.
Oh, gosh.
If you could help me,
there are
George,
plenty of
I'd
shelters
really
around
it.
I'm sure could help.
No, you owe me, George.
I don't owe you,
you
anything.
You owe me. And for all those who may be viewing us right now who feel bad for my lot in life.
Listening.
Remember, I had an improper relationship with an 18-year-old student who later went on to radio success in a top 5 market. I'm paying for my crime.
Okay. We did not have some sort of relationship. I didn't meet you until you started coming up here.
I love you, George. Listen, I'm sorry. I hope I don't make your life uncomfortable.
No, not uncomfortable, but it's
I'm
strange.
Totally obsessed with swimmers, particularly Georgia's swimmers.
All right.
When are you going to give me that child you promised me back on that fateful day of September 11th, 2001?
What?
Remember the tearful phone call?
I don't.
It was a very emotional day for everybody.
Everybody.
We were all going through it together.
Yeah, I don't think you were on the show back
You made
then.
That promise to her?
No.
My life's really been looking up, though.
Has it?
I found half a burrito in a catfish's mouth, so score!
A little variety in your diet.
You still driving that old Ford Fairmount?
No, I got rid of that years ago, and how did you know that?
Boy, the back seat of that thing saw quite a bit of action, didn't it?
I don't know about that.
Remember how we wore out the shocks? Good times!
No, they weren't.
Hey, I have a favor to ask of you.
What?
Can I live in the shed out back behind your caretaker's house?
I don't have either.
George, that's like several times removed from your
okay,
house, so you should say yes.
I don't have any of that,
I only
though.
Need about 16 square feet of the 200. I know you'd never turn your back on those who made you.
That's right.
Well, you didn't make me.
I made you.
No, he's going to say yes to this request. No,
I know you're looking at me probably thinking, why the third eye in the middle of the forehead?
It came to mind.
Damn Fauci poison.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
You got the vaccine?
Okay.
Unless you had a problem with Fauci, but I guess so. There goes Mark.